A Second Amendment stimulus. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As we all know, jobs are scarce. Private companies have been cutting like crazy. And now comes the next wave, state jobs.
They'll be cutting very significantly. 400,000 jobs is roughly what we'll lose over the coming year.
States have seen huge drops in tax collections. And economist Mark Zandi says politicians are under intense pressure from voters who demand that state workers share the pain.
Generally, state and local governments would prefer to cut spending rather than raise taxes, but the budget holes are so deep that in most cases it's going to have to do both.
States have tried tolls, fees, red light cameras. Voters hate them all. But the state of Utah has managed to come up with a neat little product that people are more than happy to pay for. The Utah Concealed Firearm Permit, honored in 32 other states. You can get it without even going to Utah. It requires a background check and a gun safety class, but the class is fairly easy, and it doesn't even require actually shooting a gun. The Utah gun permit has become very popular. Utah has issued about 242,000 of them, almost half to people who don't even live there. And at $65 each, that's over $15 million. Last year alone, Utah had close to 74,000 applications. This strikes me as a pretty good business for struggling states. There's a market niche here for states willing to undercut Utah's fee, especially with the Supreme Court decisions reaffirming individual gun rights. And if that doesn't work, there's always gay marriage certificates. I'm pretty sure Utah won't be getting into that business. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.